Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the you expect?
Big game in the NL Central tonight. Cubs-Cardinals. Gonna be on Big Fox. Cardinals enter with a three-game lead over the Chicago Cubs, who are banged up in every way. Javi Baez, Dunn, Anthony Rizzo, hurting. Cole Hamels not doing great. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Cox will join me a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, he is the owner, the man who runs StockRisers.com, a national basketball recruiting website. His name's Jake Weingarten. Please make him the big interview, Bennett.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
Hey, Jake, it's Gary. How you doing, man?
How you doing?
Everything's good in my world. I appreciate you being here, and I want to get into actual, like, recruiting stuff momentarily. But first, I'm interested in your story. You're only, I think people know, only 18 years old, and yet you are running a reputable a source for college basketball recruiting. How do you become an 18-year-old college basketball recruiting reporter?
Actually, in eighth grade, I made the realization that I found watching the game was fun. I mean, I was good at basketball, I'm not going to lie to you. I still kind of am. But I kind of gave up on that basic NBA dream or that basic basketball dream. I loved playing it, but, like, I knew it wasn't going to get me anywhere when I was older. But, you know, I really wanted to be involved with the game. I was always around sports. It's, like, big in my family. So the way I felt getting was involved, I actually went to, I think it was Kansas versus Kentucky at Madison Square Garden, either my freshman, sophomore year of high school, and Quad A Green was a recruit at the time, and I saw how much hype he had and how many people were interested in just a 16-year-old kid, and I thought that it was really cool. So as, like, a year or two went by during freshman, sophomore year, I started looking into high school prospects like Tyrell Jones, Jalen Withers, Quinn Slezinski, and a bunch of guys that are now already in college or beyond that. And, you know, I just built great relationships with them, and the more film I started watching, the more guys I started, you know, connecting with, the better it got, and they went from knowing, you know, 20, 30 guys my freshman year to 100 sophomore year to hundreds my junior year. And I think at this point I could say I've talked to close to 1,000 high school athletes and coaches and college coaches and college players and so forth, and I just love it.
Talking to Jake Weingarten here on 92.9 FM ESPN. People can go and look for themselves. They look at your followers on Twitter. It is most of the best prospects in America who have hit the follow button on your Twitter account. Do you find it easier to build those relationships because, like, you're roughly the same age as them? It's always been my advice to young people when they ask me, how do I break into the basketball world? I say, focus on recruiting. You're the same age as those dudes. You speak their language. You might actually, like, go to the same places they go. Start there. Do you find it easier to develop the relationships because, you know, you're their age, and I'm 25 years older than most of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, I have heard from recruits, you know, they like to come to me because it goes further than basketball, and that's a thing that I'm really big on. You know, after guys commit, and even when they're in college now, we still speak, and I'm actually at college at the University of Louisville, and I know a majority of the guys that are incoming freshmen here that are freshmen here now. I was doing their recruiting coverage throughout high school, and the fact that, you know, some of us go to school now, it's kind of crazy, you know, like, we're the same age, and who would have thought that, you know, eventually we'd go to college together. But I do think that my age doesn't give me necessarily an advantage, but, you know, it helps when, you know, guys look to you to give information and they look to you to talk about other things. I mean, with as to, you know, no offense to anyone older, but I mean, like, nowadays it's technology, Fortnite, this, that. Like, I've played Fortnite with recruits. I've talked to recruits on FaceTime. I've met recruits at events, and, you know, we talk stuff other than basketball. Like, they're my age. We connect, you know. With some of these older guys, it's just, you know, write an interview and talk about recruiting 24/7, and once they're committed, never speak to them again. Like, that's how it goes most of the time, and it's just different for me. You know, my favorite part about being in this business is building relationships and all the people I've met, and I think being around their age, especially with this 2019 class, since I'm in it, I think most of these guys are guys I'll know for a while.
I'm talking to Jake Weingarten here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He is on Twitter at Jake Weingarten. That's JakeWeingarten. He's the owner of StockRisers.com, a national basketball recruiting website. To your point, like, I was at USA Basketball. I sat down with Paolo Banchero, and I sat down with his father. And, like, you know, they were both awesome, but I got way more in common with his dad than I got in common with Paolo. So I get exactly what you're saying. Let's talk actually basketball recruiting. Speaking of Paolo, you tweeted earlier today, he and Kennedy Chandler, who is from Memphis here at Briarcrest Christian School, they're both going to visit Tennessee next month, and they're going to do it together. And you tweeted that one guy, Paolo, has told you he's spoken with about a potential team-up or package deal in college is, in fact, Kennedy Chandler. Again, when I was at USA Basketball, those guys weren't both just there. They were teammates at USA Basketball. We've seen that type of thing develop into a team-up in college before. Do you think that's a real possibility here?
Yes, of course. I mean, there's potential suitors, with Tennessee being a big one. Gonzaga is recently getting involved with Kennedy. I think they'll be in actually this week to watch him. It'll be an assistant, I'm told. And that's already two suitors. And then Kentucky, who's interested in Paolo, is now getting interested in Kennedy. Duke, who's already offered Paolo, is now getting interested in Kennedy. And there's a bunch of potential suitors. Obviously, Memphis is in there too. And Memphis was on Paolo's list, but didn't have a visit. But I think he'll end up taking an unofficial visit there, but there's potential suitors. And I was on the Sources Say podcast with Jack Pilgrim and Travis Graff, and Paolo was on with us, and Paolo was asked who was one guy you would team up with in college, and he listed Kennedy Chandler. He said that to me off of there also. Paolo and I talk a lot, and he has mentioned that to me before, and I said this today, that would be a real scary deal for whoever lands them, but the suitors are there. I mean, that's if either one doesn't reclassify. Paolo said that he's not going to reclassify, but I think that if he gets the right pitch, it could happen, but that would be a scary duo.
He's good enough to reclassify. Like, I had a coach who runs a program that's consistently in the top 10, who has a team that's going to be preseason top 10 this season, tell me at USA Basketball, Paolo Banchero could step in and start for us this year. And he's only in his junior year of high school. He's that kind of talent. Talking to Jake Weingarten here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Does anybody, I mean, listen, Paolo's going to take all the visits, and he's a well-rounded young man, and I know he's not worried about leaving home, but he has strong ties to Washington. He's grown up in Seattle. Do people really think he'll actually, at the end of the day, pull the trigger on something other than Washington?
Well, I think that those are just regular, you know, hometown kid talks. We hear that about a bunch of recruits, but I think he will leave home. I think that those crystal balls from over a year ago, or they shouldn't even exist anymore. Paolo's talked about staying home. He wouldn't mind it, but at the same time, he's also said he's going to explore the option of leaving, and majority of his options are elsewhere, you know, Duke and all the Blue Bloods and whatnot, but I think he will end up leaving home. I think it's something he's heavily considered, and I think that the lock to Washington talks are a little bit too much, because he does actually this week, he did get some crystal balls to Kentucky, so people do see him elsewhere. The Washington talks were something that went on for a while, but I think they're starting to ease away as time goes by. It's been quiet. He hasn't actually taken like a real visit there before. He's worked out in the gym and whatever, because he's only 20 minutes away. But I think my opinion is that he'll end up leaving home.
I was talking to Jake Weingarten here on 92.9 FM ESPN. You mentioned Memphis is involved with Paolo. They did not, or they're not going to get one of the visits that he's going to take in his junior year. It doesn't appear, not officially, perhaps an unofficial visit. But Memphis is still involved with several high-level prospects across the country after securing the number one recruiting class in America this past year. I'm always interested to get an outsider's perspective. What has made Penny Hardaway and his staff so effective on the recruiting trail?
Just Penny's cool. And actually, Mike Miller is a name I've heard from a lot of recruits that they love him a lot. And it was even with Terrence Clark prior to his commitment in Kentucky who said like maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago that he loves Mike Miller. And that's a reason why Memphis was so heavily considered by Terrence Clark. Obviously, he went elsewhere, but a lot of guys are happy with Mike Miller, and everyone loves Penny. I mean, obviously, the parents of the recruits were around when Penny was playing, and that's obviously cool for them. But I've heard that Penny's a real cool guy, and he made Memphis a really intriguing spot.
I'll wrap it up here with Jake Weingarten from StockRisers.com. Last thing before I let you go. There's a young man who moved here to Memphis within the past several weeks. He's now in school at Lausanne Collegiate School. Top 10 prospect class of 2021 named Musa Cisse. I think people in Memphis know his name, don't really know much else about him or his game. What, if anything, can you tell folks here about Musa Cisse?
Well, actually, my high school team played against his high school team when he was at Christ the King. So I actually have seen him play a bunch of times. He's an amazing rim protector. I think that's the best asset of his game is his defense. But recruitment-wise, Memphis is currently a lock, apparently, on several outlets. As I reported last week, Kentucky was slated to see him last week, but I think instead they were there yesterday. So, obviously, the options are getting weighed. Once again, I don't think anyone's really a lock anywhere until it happens. But he's real talented. He's actually, this past summer, although it was just an outdoor game in New York, he did have, I think it was 19 blocks. I think it was at Lincoln Park, and he had 19 blocks, and it was a park record. So it was very cool to watch. But he's a really good rim protector, could score in the paint, and there's a reason he's top 10.
That is Jake Weingarten from StockRisers.com. Go check the website, StockRisers.com, and make sure you find him on Twitter. Incredible recruiting info. That's at Jake Weingarten. That's at Jake Weingarten. Jake, awesome stuff, man. I appreciate you being here. Really impressive what you've been able to accomplish at such a young age. So keep doing what you're doing, and I'll catch up with you soon.
I appreciate you, Gary. Thank you for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you for being here. That's Jake Weingarten from StockRisers.com. Impressive young guy. Like, every once in a while, I'll have young people who are ambitious and focused and interested in perhaps getting into this profession in some form. They want to be on radio. They want to be in television. They want to cover basketball, whatever. And they'll ask me for advice, and I'll give them the best advice I got. But seems like maybe I just send them to Jake. Like, hey, if you're trying to figure out how to be relevant at a young age, like, I wasn't relevant at 18 years old. It took me a little bit longer. You try to figure out how to be relevant at 18, maybe talk to Jake Weingarten from StockRisers.com because he has already figured it out. On Paolo Banchero, that's interesting stuff. First off, let's grab the headline. He said, best he can tell, Musa Cisse is a lock for the University of Memphis. Top 10 player, class of 2021, who moved from New York to Memphis. He's now in school over at Lausanne Collegiate School. So that's interesting. The Paolo Banchero stuff, also interesting, that he has acknowledged publicly that he would like to maybe, just maybe, team up with Bradchrist Christian point guard Kennedy Chandler. Like I said, when I was at USA Basketball, it wasn't just that Kennedy and Paolo were both there. They were teammates. The way that works is they divide people up into teams, and then you work out together, you eat together, you hang out together, and then ultimately it becomes a competition on the final day. And so Paolo and Kennedy weren't just there. They were actually teammates. Paolo being the best front court player and Kennedy being the best backcourt player on that particular team. And so, you know, listen, I still think if you're Memphis or Tennessee, it's going to be tough to get him to pick something other than Kentucky or Duke or Washington. Like, he's got the hometown option. And for people who maybe don't know his background, His mother played basketball at Washington. His father played football at Washington. His uncle played football at Washington. He's grown up in Seattle. And under Mike Hopkins, Washington is obviously recruiting at a high level. They just enrolled two top 15 players in the class of 2019, same way Memphis did, two possible lottery picks, just like Memphis did. So when you got a staff that's recruiting at a high level, you've got all of the natural ties to the young man and his family. Like, he's grown up going to Washington basketball games and football games. That's tough. But you could beat it. Mm-hmm. And Jake suggested that he thinks somebody will. But then you got Kentucky Duke. So it's like, okay, can you beat the hometown option plus Kentucky and Duke? Like, that's what you got to do if you are Gonzaga, if you're Tennessee, if you're Memphis. You got to beat the hometown option with all those ties plus Kentucky and Duke. Like, good luck. I ain't ruling nothing out, but that's a tough deal. But the idea that he said he wants to play with Kennedy Chandler, I think, gives Memphis a better chance than it otherwise would have, or perhaps Tennessee a better chance than it otherwise would have, because Washington's not recruiting both. I don't think Gonzaga's recruiting both. Duke is probably going to recruit both. Kentucky probably going to recruit both. But, like, you know, you could maybe get in there and get that done. I'd be surprised, but maybe. It is funny, when I sat down with the father, who was Paolo, by the way, super impressive young guy. Like, forget basketball. You just sit down and talk to him for 20 minutes. Could not be more impressed with him as a young person. And his father seemed awesome as well. And he and I were talking in Colorado Springs, and he knew I was from Memphis. And he was like, you know, the way we might go about this, because we get five visits, is like we might take a, quote, official visit to Duke, but while we're there, also go to North Carolina because it's right there. And he said, so like we can knock out some of these schools, basically get some two-for-ones. We're not going to use an official visit on Duke and North Carolina. We'll just go to Duke on an official or go to Carolina on an official and then pop over and see the other one unofficially. And he said, you know, we could do the same thing with Memphis and Tennessee. Like, we just take an official to one of them and then just pop over. And then he stopped him. He stopped himself and he goes, how far is Memphis from Knoxville? I was like, not close. You're not popping over. Like, you probably gonna have to pick one or pick both, but popping from Knoxville to Memphis or Memphis to Knoxville, way different than popping from Duke to Carolina or Carolina to Duke. And then ultimately they announced they're going to take the official to Tennessee, not an official right now to Memphis. But that is an interesting recruiting development. Kennedy Chandler, Paolo Banchero, both going to be in Knoxville next month on an official visit together. And there's some indication that maybe, just maybe, they'd like to play together. I appreciate Jake Weingarten being here. Bennett Doyle setting that up. And we'll come back. Talk big NL Central showdown tonight. Cubs, Cardinals. We'll get into it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.